Tree Service, can I help you?
Hey, Paul, this is John.
Can you
hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? All right, there we go.
All right.
I knew it was going to happen, man. I was like, it's going to cut off soon.
All right, let me ask you a question. All right, the number you just called is coming in at 373-2002.
Yeah, so I just called your other number right now. I wanted to try it out, to be honest.
All right, what other number did you call?
So the number I just called was your ending with a 1224.
That's 1224. That is my direct cell number. Why would it show up on my phone as, this is what it says now, brother. Listen to me. I promise you, I'm needing help with this. Why would it say +1, then my area code 423, and then it's showing you called from 373-2002?
Oh, no, that's because we're calling from the call center over here. So, again, we're local everywhere or with the U.S.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's not you. That's us. Yeah.
Okay, because people call me, and I'm like, damn, I don't even know the number, you know. I got
you. You're okay. Don't worry. I'm glad you're asking. That means you care, you know. That's important.
Yeah.
All right. So I got most of the keywords in here, but I want to make sure, because you have so many that you can have, I'm going to put even like affordable tree service.
Eco-friendly tree.
I actually put that. I definitely put that first. Yep.
Dangerous tree removal. Tree pruning.
Got that. Yep.
I'm trying to think
ground
of
mass,
it's hard. Yeah, we use ground protection.
Okay.
No, don't put me down for land clearance. Land clearance. No land clearance. And stump grinding, don't put me down for stump grinding. I don't want to be called on stump.
Sure thing. Okay. No. I'm glad you said that.
I do grind stumps, but I have to create the stump.
Got it.
All right,
so something to discuss with them.
Here, just real quick. Just between you and I, just my stump grinder is $180,000.
Holy smokes.
Just the stump grinder, not the truck that pulls it, nor the trailer. So now how could I afford to come to your house if I lived in Tampa and grind a stump for $35 and it take me 2 hours?
Yeah, no way.
That's why I don't grind stumps. You got retired mom and pops, guys, that don't care whether they're making any money, that'll just drive around and grind stumps for 30 and 40 and 50 bucks. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
So I do grind stumps, but I only grind the stumps that I create. Now, if I came to your house, cut down a tree, ground the stump, and you had two additional stumps there, I'd say, hey, I'll get them while I'm here as a courtesy.
Okay, gotcha. It's more of a discussion with your customers, not of them to call you for that work. I got it. Understand.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think all of wanting to grind stumps. But we do firewood sales, dangerous tree removal, risky tree removal, anything you can do with tree removal. Put down on there.
I got risky things.
Budget,
yeah, I got them all.
Budget tree removal, anything. We work. Do you know Mr. Shaw that owns Shaw Industries?
I don't know him, no.
All right. Carpet mills in Dalton, Georgia. Surely you've heard the name.
Well, I was going to say I heard, but I don't know him, yeah.
All right. Well, he owns his own golf course. 18 horses called The Farm. The golf course, I cut every tree at his golf course exclusively, and I've been doing it for several years.
Wow.
He personally lives there, too. He developed it, 18-hole golf course, big subdivision around it. That's just one customer of mine. And the reason he likes me is because on every job we do, every single job we do, I'm there doing it.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's
I love to hear that.
It's a legit golf course, huge. And I've worked for a lot of millionaires, but he's the only billionaire I've worked for. Super nice guy.
That is
super
cool,
nice
though.
Guy.
Well, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to doing business with you on this whole thing here. So, one thing, Paul, is I'm going to put in parentheses here that customer may want to add more. That way it gives you some time to think about a few things tonight. when you talk to our technicians tomorrow, they're going to confirm these keywords and stuff. But obviously, I want to make sure if we missed anything or if you have more that you want to add in, they'll do it for you, okay? Sky's the limit
for
that.
Can they look at Google and see what I'm already using?
No, I honestly, I can't tell exactly what he's been using. I have to type it in each one that I did.
And that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. But I just didn't know if you could do a Google scan of what I'm currently using since I'm already with Google.
Right. So because he's doing those things, I just don't know. Now, with us, you have a tracking system. You'll see all the keywords. You'll even see where people are calling from live, and you'll also see what keywords are actually being used to find you and what words aren't working well, so you can change it out if you wanted to. Okay? So that's a for sure thing. All right. So I got everything here. Paul, now, on the – remember you mentioning on the card is a little bit different for the billing address and stuff like that. So before I get to that
– it goes to my P.O. box.
Okay. Before we get to that, I want to make sure we do the voice verification part, which is your added form of protection. Okay? This means that the pricing is going to be grandfathered in for as long as you're with us. Okay? So I want to make sure that's there for you. So give me just a second here. Let me pull this up. All right. So I'm going to ask a series of questions in the beginning. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. But after that, of course, any questions you have or concerns, by all means, stop me in my tracks. Of course, I'll be happy to answer for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
PCR Trucking and Tree Service, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Paul C. Ryer, owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I am.
All right. And the last one here, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, too, correct?
I am.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there for just a second, Paul. I'm going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we give a call out to you, we don't know what your voice really sounds like. You know, they talk to so many people. So I want to make sure we're not giving your information out just to anybody. So I'll ask you a security question. We'll set that answer up for you as well, too, okay? So just want to make sure I give you a heads up on that one. All right?
All right.
All right, sir. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I am.
All right. And last one. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I am.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on February 2nd in a non-refundable amount of $449. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the second of every month in the amount of $449. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay, I do.
All right, perfect. All right, sir, so as far as the security question, you can make up any answer you want. It's just as long as you remember it, okay? But the questions you can have, one of them is mother's maiden name. The other choice is city you were born in or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay, perfect. And then what would that answer be?
Chattanooga.
Okay, nice and easy, man. Okay. All right, so this will never change, okay? So just letting you know, if someone tries to change that, it's a red flag. That's not us, okay?
Oh, all right. I got you.
And, Paul, on the card you said it has the middle initial, right? Paul C. Ryer?
That is correct.
Okay. And then the address for that is a P.O. box. If you could read that out to me.
It's P.O. box 28343.
Okay.
Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the zip code 37424.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method is this? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay, sir. Now, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, so I'm ready for when you are, though.
All right. It's 5588-5700-0117-8848.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
06/24.
Okay, hold on. There we go. And then also, there should be a security code as well, right?
It's 111.
Perfect. Okay. So before I process any payment, I'm going to go ahead and do a triple check right now because, again, I want to make sure you're grandfathered in on this pricing. It does not move from there, okay? So I'm going to hit refresh real quick. All right, good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for $449, and I'm going to let you know as soon as it goes through, you're going to get an invoice on through your email and through text. I'll let you know as soon as that goes through here.
Uh-huh.
As promised, man, I like to make sure that you're you get everything that I said. So, okay, so the process went through. Let me know which one you get first, the text or the email.
Let's see. Splash, you've been invited. I got the email.
Okay, perfect. Is it, did it say invoice on that?
EN. Got an EN number. 423-595. There it is. Local Splash, welcome. Okay. Let's
put, yeah, open that one up. There's just one little tiny step we're going to do, and we're all set from there, okay?
All right. All right.
So, as promised. Yep.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. So, yeah, it should have everything breakdown of the pricing, all that, just as we discussed, right? But if you scroll to the – or actually, it should say something along where click here to accept terms or accept terms, something like that. Do you see anything?
I see payment. Payment. Or is it below?
It could be – it's a little bit different in HTML for this one, to be honest, because it's tailored to every person. So.
And what will it say again?
Click here to accept terms. Something like that.
All right, let me go down. I'm scrolling. I certify that I'm the authorized holder of this credit card.
Yep.
Hit that, and it says sign, and it says confirm signature.
You got it, and it's going to be with the middle initial for you, okay?
Okay. All right, this signature. How do I sign it?
Just click it, and you'll be able to type it in. It's electronic signature.
I'm hitting the sign button, and nothing's happening. Just hit click here below it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hang on a second. Okay, there it goes. Small space, rare. All right.
There.
Okay.
All right, and then it should take you to a weird spot after, like, a login or something like that. Do you see anything like that?
I just put Paul Ryer and then my initial C. Do I need to put it in between Paul Ryer?
Yeah, it should be Paul C. Ryer. Mm-hmm.
All right, hang on, Paul.
All right.
All right, hit done, and then hit confirm.
You got it, yes, sir.
All right, log in, it says username.
Hey, we did it right. That's how I know. Yep, right, so our technicians, tomorrow when they talk to you, just make sure they're going to walk you through so that way you can keep track of your customers. I mean, it's a lot of things that we want to make sure you're very full control of and be able to see for yourself, right? We don't want to just give you the word for it saying, hey, we got this many calls and blah, blah, blah. No, we want you to see it for yourself, okay? So they'll walk you through all of that. They're going to confirm all the keywords that we went over today and start moving along things today, okay?
All right. Now, where it says username, do I need to type my name in there or just leave it blank?
Yeah, leave this blank for right now. They're going to develop that with you tomorrow.
All right, so just scroll out of it.
You're good. Yes, sir. You're all set.
Okay.
All right, Paul. All right. I'm glad that we're going to get this thing up and running in the right way for your business and your company and for you, because it seems like this other guy, he did work for you. Don't get me wrong. I'll give him praise on that. But some shady stuff been going on there, so I'm not going to lie. So we're going to make sure we do this the right way and get this thing going for the way that you need to, okay?
Okay.
All right, Paul. It's a pleasure getting to know you, man. You're an awesome guy. Don't lie.
All right. Hopefully we'll start seeing some improvements and the phone will start ringing.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it, okay?
Everything y'all can do.
Yes, sir. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you answer the phone from the 877 number, okay?
All right. I will. Thank you.
All right, sir. You're welcome. All right. Bye, sir.
Bye.